Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me, whoa, 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 your love. Your hands build me up when I'm sinking. Touch me and my troubles are fade. Lady, from the moment I saw you standing, whoa, 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 alone, you gave all the love that I needed. So shy, like a child who had grown. Thank you.
You're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. That is Lloyd Chichu and a tune called James Bay. Now, this is a song that is very old and probably not heard by very many people, but appears on what I discussed earlier, the Native North America Volume 1. Remember that record? It includes tons of music from Native Americans who did not get the exposure that they deserved back in the day. And this particular Volume 1 has been recognized by the Recording Academy, which is very exciting. I am very happy that these artists are getting their due. Before that, Styx with Lady, a song that originally didn't really do very well, but eventually reached number 6 on the top 40 charts. Obviously, Styx is still around and touring, and is now fronted by one of Canada's favorite sons, Larry Gowan. I played this song last week, but it's so darn good that it can be played again, and it is also turning 50 years old. It appears on the compilation that I discuss. It also is on Willie Thrasher's 1981 album, Spirit Child. From Northwest Territories, this is a tune called We Got to Take You Higher by the incomparable Willie Thrasher. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control
9,
to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Engines on.
3, 2,
recognition. One. And may God's love
lift
be
off.
With you.
That is Space Odyssey from David Bowie and his debut record, which was the same title, Space Odyssey. Originally, it was called David Bowie, but they changed the title. I'm glad they did because I think people needed to figure out just how this man came down to Earth to greet us and explore this wonderful dream of music that he shared with us for so long. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. How you doing? I hope you're enjoying our episode, Songs That Turn 50, this year. And all of the music that we are playing is released from the early 70s. We have a tune coming up on the show from David Campbell. The song is called Sky Man and the Moon. This also appears on the Native North American Volume 1, released by Lighthouse Records, giving a lot of props to musicians and indigenous artists and songwriters who had not necessarily had it in the past. And it's very interesting to hear these works because they are wonderful works that should have been played a long time ago and would have helped change the zeitgeist, I'm sure of that. Benny the Jets, Elton John, nothing really needs to be said about this song except it's a live version that went straight up the charts, which is very exciting. And the lyrics were basically trying to get into that R&B vibe that had happened in the early 60s in America. Eric Landry, a song called Out of the Blue, is a beautiful song, and it is one of those songs that really tells the tale of how settlers came to be part of Turtle Island and what it really meant to the people originally living here.
Thank you. Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Northern Lights, they call you, but what do they know? They lost your story when they started taking long ago. And the black cloud in the sky now is all they really have to show. Skyman and moon, Skyman and moon. Dance the northern night by. Dance, man in the sky. Her name is Moon, she must play. But she'll come to you someday in the night. She'll come to you someday. Like a madman in the midnight, riding on a wheel of fire. You ride the sky till you're silver stallion.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. We've all heard about the early bird getting the worm. We know it as sound advice about initiative and timely action. And we can almost see that robin leaning back and tugging that recalcitrant worm out of the ground. Research shows, however, that birds dining early and heavily may lower their life expectancy. A study of three North American woodland bird species found that socially dominant birds stay lean during the day and then stoke up when it's most important, later in the day, before a cold night. At night, birds avoid hypothermia by metabolizing fat. And by staying lean through most of the day, dominant birds are more agile in avoiding predators. Subordinate birds have to look for food whenever and wherever they can find it, and carry fat on their bodies to hedge against unpredictable rations. Dominant birds, which can push subordinates off food, can choose when they eat, and so lessen their odds of being eaten themselves. Therefore, at least in the woodland birds world, the revised moral might read, get the worm late in the day. You'll sleep better and live longer. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
A lovely, mild, sweet aroma.